Welcome to Life with God, a Renovare podcast. I'm Nathan Foster, and today we have something special for you. Rather than a conversation, we'd like to offer a meditative reading and prayer. We're looking at doing more of these and thought a little bonus episode for Holy Week would be a helpful experiment. And so, as we begin, I invite you to find a quiet, comfortable, uninterrupted space. In order to be fully present to our time, let's take a moment to place any distracting concerns under God's care. As we approach Easter, we might begin to wonder what God might have for us as we remember Holy Week, the life, death, resurrection of Jesus. And today I'd like to look at a passage in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 39 to 44. This is the Garden of Gethsemane passage. Jesus went to pray with his friends, knowing what he was facing. Death. Not just any death. Crucifixion. The cup. The cup. I'm going to read the passage slowly. I invite you to linger, notice, listen. Jesus went, as he often did, to Mount Olives. The disciples followed him. When they arrived at the place, he said, "Pray that you don't give in to temptation." He pulled away from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, remove this cup from me. But please, not what I want. What do you want?" At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed all the harder. Sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. So we reflect on the cup Jesus was preparing to face. Begin to think about the cups we face. Waiting, hoping, agonizing. All sorts of different options we have facing our cups. Denial, ignoring, escaping, numbing. These are always options, and to some extent they work. But in this reading, we see a very helpful picture of what Jesus did in facing the cup. Courage it took, Jesus' willingness to be present to what was before him, is an invitation for us. As I read the passage again, notice what Jesus did. notice in these small, simple lines how he responded. Jesus went, as he so often did, to Mount Olives. The disciples followed him. When they arrived at the place, he said, "Pray that you don't give in to temptation." He pulled away from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed. "Father, remove this cup from me. But please, not what I want. What do you want?" At once an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed all the harder, sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. As we think about the situations, the circumstances that we agonize over, those for ourselves and for others, notice that Jesus went to a place he often went, a familiar place. He went to pray. Notice he brought his friends. He's even thinking of them. He knelt down. He prayed. I always find it interesting how, for many of us, self-included, prayer's not the first place I go, even though it often is the most helpful. We exhaust all other options. The end of our rope. "Father, remove this cup from me." So for many of us, that's a prayer that we start with. "Take this, please." Not afraid to linger there. "Please, please take this." And spend our whole lives going from cup to cup, worrying, afraid. So here, we just ask with all the earnestness at our command, "Father, remove this cup from us, from me." Not all prayers are a "thy will be done" prayer, but this one is. Notice the turn. "Please, not what I want. What do you want?" Oftentimes making this shift from "here's what I want, I'm begging, but I'm also willing to let go. I'm willing to not have my way today." And so we ask, "What do you want?" That's a dangerous question. One not to rush. "Father, remove this cup from me. But please, not what I want. What do you want?" Many of us have spent hours lingering with the request and the relinquishment. I very much like it in this verse we see, "At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him." Oh God, might an angel be at our side, strengthening us, O God, might you be at our side, strengthening us. And as we're strengthened, may we pray all the harder. Please. Please. Prayer is a form of begging. If we're hell-bent on holding on to our pride, we won't do well at begging, huh? Our cups, our situations that we're agonizing over for ourselves or others, desperately waiting for them to pass. What drop of goodness might God have for us in the midst? Is it a relinquishment, a letting go? Is it a firm look at ourselves, our fears? Is it an entitlement? Regardless, we linger with this question. Please, please take this. In one hand I beg, and in another I release. I trust you. I trust you know. I trust you're good. I trust you're for me. And I trust you see things I cannot see and may never see this side of eternity. What do you want? So today, willing to risk asking that question, what do you want? Jesus went, as he often did, to Mount Olives. The disciples followed him. When they arrived at the place, he said, "Pray that you don't fall into temptation." He pulled away from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed. "Father, remove this cup from me, but please, not what I want. What do you want?" At once an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed all the harder. Sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. Oh God. Oh God, set the world right. Show us how you might have us respond. Do we pray more, beg more, or do we release, let go? You who understand, you who faced the worst cup, be gentle and kind to us in our little cups. Might we grow in the midst of what happens or doesn't happen. Might we become more like you, responding to life, our life, as you would if you are us. Strengthen us. Bring that peace that only you can bring. Jesus, went, as he often did, to Mount Olives. Where is that place for us to go pray? The disciples followed him. Who are those friends that you invite us to journey with? When he arrived at the place, he said, "Pray you don't give in to temptation." Might we honor our friends well, those willing to walk these roads with us? He pulled away from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed. Show us when it's time to pray. On our knees, pray. Father, remove this cup from me. Show us when that is our prayer. We ask for something to be fixed, cleaned up, gone, handled, taken care of. Show us when that's our prayer. May we have the endurance and the courage to stay with it. But please, not what I want. What do you want? Oh, what release. To be able to place these situations in your loving care. Show us when it's time to do that. And give us the courage to let go when it's for us to let go. At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. Oh, strengthen us. Please. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves or others. He prayed all the harder. Sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. Give us the courage to stick with it, to be in the emotions, the fear, the agony, when that is what is before us. And teach us. Oh, please teach us. Don't waste any of this. Jesus went, as he often did, to Mount Olives. The disciples followed him. When they arrived at the place, he said, "Pray that you don't give in to temptation." He pulled away from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed. "Father, remove this cup from me, but please, not what I want. What do you want?" At once an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed all the harder. Sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your example. Thank you for your presence with us. May it be enough. Amen.